Well, oh my goodness. Hello, world. Hello, everybody. This is Single Life with Dr. G, dating over 40. And I just want to say, hi, how you doing out there? Because it has been a minute since we recorded the last episode of Single Life with Dr. G. Your girl had to go on a break just for a minute. You know, sometimes you just have to take that break, recalibrate. It's a lot of stuff happening out there. But here we are. We're not going anywhere. We're back. And so excited when I tell you there's so much to celebrate. This episode is the 50th episode of Single Life with Dr. G. I'm telling you, 50 episodes. Do you guys know how important that is? We've been going for 3+ years. Now, most podcasts start and stop within the first 6 months because people don't really understand how difficult this is and how challenging it is to keep up and have the content and to keep up the passion and the money and everything that it takes to run a podcast. So we're excited. 50 episodes in. But guess what? You know, I think even bigger than that is we are now in, a drum roll please, 118 countries and 4,100 cities. Oh my gosh, I am so excited. When you talk about being heard around the world, and I just have to give a shout out to our top 10 countries. Our top 10 countries, we have Canada, Australia, United Kingdom, Germany, New Zealand, Norway, South Africa, Ireland, and Denmark. Those are top 7 countries, not including, of course, the United States of America. So hello to everybody around the world. We are so excited to have you. And as we speak into your life on each and every one of these episodes, you know, I am Dr. G, the success psychologist, helping you to stay sane in a crazy world. And I am dedicated to helping you get your life where you want it to be, not just in dating, but what I do for people in general is I help them get their life in order. I help you get on the road to success. Now, let me tell you about some things that we have coming up that is new. We have some changes that's going to be in the program. The different people that we will be interviewing this year is going to be a little different. I have people reaching out to me all the time wanting to be interviewed on the podcast because they have different things going on. So we're going to be bringing you a little bit different way on how this is going to operate and some different types of guests that you've never heard before. So we're excited about that, as well as we're going to have an opportunity. We will be having some sponsors, so we'll be running ads. You will have an opportunity to sponsor as well. You know, these podcasts and doing all this stuff, it's not cheap. It costs money. And guess what? I've just been gifted you guys this whole entire time. But now you will have an opportunity to sponsor and to be a part of what we have going on. So we're really excited about that. So you'll be hearing about some episodes, ads that's coming up. You're going to be hearing just a little bit different programming, but we're bringing you even better stuff. And guess what I've created? Ladies, you know, my heart is really with you. Guys, I haven't forgotten about you, but I'm just saying my heart is with the women. So I focus so much what I do on the women. And I have created something free, ladies. This is free for you. I am going to be giving out different types of content that could really help to change your life. I have created an audio called The Top 10 Mistakes Professional Women Make in Dating That Waste Their Time with the Wrong Person. The Top 10 Mistakes. It's an audio and it's free. All you have to do is go to www.singlelifewithdrg.com/free audio. So that's singlelifewithdrg.com/free and put the hyphen in there, audio. It's a free audio. Ladies, you want to hear this because I keep getting so much information and talking to people and they're like, Dr. G, I just wasted my time with another one, another semi-relationship. You want to hear those tips. So go now, get that. It's free. It's free to you. And then you get to hear about my book. We updated it for 2024, Power of Attraction, Getting the Man You Need, Not Want. Ladies, is blowing out the water. If you have not gotten your copy, you will get an opportunity. This brand new, just brand new. We updated it. And so it is out there. You know, we spend a lot of time talking to a lot of men folk. We spend a lot of time interviewing people, and it's a lot packed in this book. So you want to get that. And when you go to singlelifewithdrg.com/your-free-audio, then you will have the opportunity to get the book at a discounted rate as well. It is on Amazon, but you know what? I wanted you to be able to get a discounted rate if you buy a book. So go there, ladies. I'm telling you, we got some stuff. Now, in 2023, we did a podcast and it was the highest rated of all the 49, the 50 that we've done. We did dating tips for 2023. So guess what we're doing this time? Dating tips for 2024. And I tell you what, of course, I bought my co-host. You all know him. Everybody's heard him over and over again. But we brought back Hollywood to the program.
What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dr. G and Dating Over 40. We're just glad to be in the house. Just to share some love, share some advice, share some tips, and hope that 2024 is up to a great start.
Yes, yes. So, you know, now, Hollywood, it's been a minute. They have not heard from the two of us in quite a while because I think the last couple of episodes had some different people on. And yes. So you got to tell everybody what you've been up to. What's going on in your world, in your single world?
Wow, that's a lot to cover there, man. Basically nothing.
What you mean nothing?
Nothing has been going on. I think 2024 was a year of focus for me, getting things in order.
You mean 2023?
Even though it's been in order, but getting things in order in reference to business and coaching and counseling and things like that, and then began to focus on future reference of relationships and so forth. Been doing a lot of research, self-evaluations, dealing with my kids. Of course, you always know that always happens when you got family, grandkids as well. So life has been great and challenging also at the beginning of 2024, but we're looking for great things and many blessings to come in 2024. I'm looking for my goal this year really is to really find that one. And hopefully, as we say, walk down the aisle, you know?
And so So you're looking for that one?
That one.
And you ready to walk down the aisle again?
Walk down the aisle again.
Ooh,
maybe not even the aisle, maybe on the beach.
Ladies, did you hear that? Okay, so when y'all say there's no single men available and stuff, and then you hear one saying that that's what he's looking for. Yeah, Hollywood. So, okay. So when we talk about these relationship tips, then we're going to see how personal they are. So you are ready and looking for your person. Now, were you dating a lot during 2023?
No, I was not dating a lot in 2023. I went on a couple of dates in 2023, but typically it was a matter of just staying focused. So I kind of went on a semi break from dating and focused on myself and prayer about which way God wanted to lead me and direct me. So that's what has led to 2024 in reference to dating and relationships and what's needed for me. I don't know about a lot of the men, but I tell my buddies all the time, listen, you need to find your wife because you can get some favor from God. So, at the end of the day, we all need to be looking for that one that we can fulfill our purpose and destiny for that we've been designed for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is really key when you say to be praying and trying to get the mind of God when it comes to who you're with in your life. And that's real interesting. I did a little bit of dating. You know, guys, I'm either doing it for research, personal purposes. You just kind of never know which one.
Exactly.
I said, listen, if you're going to come in my world, you might be a part of my story, in my podcast, when I'm
yes.
dating. And so it was interesting. It was an interesting 2023. So I went on a few dates and met a lot of folks, of course. I always do. I just found it interesting. I've been opening myself up more as well to, you know, looking, say, okay, is it that time in life for a serious relationship? Because I've been enjoying the single life out here. And so now it's a different day and time in 2024. So we're going to see what that's going to bring about. But it's been interesting for me, Hollywood, because finding out the pool, the dating pool that's out there, not just because I talk to hundreds of people and because of what I do, but personally putting myself out there to kind of see what is available. I tell you what, there's some stories and there's some men folk, which I can see why a lot of ladies are frustrated. I can see why people get mad and angry because of the experiences that can be had there. And I'm no exception to the rule, even though I'm Dr. G and think you know what? Hey, you can't do me like this. I'm Dr. G. It doesn't matter. Humans are humans, and the men folks that some of them that you may run into, and not all.
Right, not all.
There's interesting stories, and I'm sure you have interesting stories too. There's interesting stories on both. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting as I continue to be out here dating for research purposes as well as personal purposes. So I'm going to keep everybody, because y'all know I like to keep it real. I'm going to keep everybody posted on what's happening in my world as well. But as we talk about this, Hollywood, then we do really want to look, you know, as I do the research, you guys know I like to do that, and found out one of the surveys said that about 57% of the single adults. Now, this was just research done in the U.S. to all of our worldwide listeners. This was some research I was done in the United States. It may be the same in your country, but it said 57% of single adults are not looking to even date. And I thought, oh my gosh, are people giving up on dating? And I guess because if you've been out here and you've been dating for 2, 3, 4 years, and you've been trying to find that person and you haven't, it could be quite discouraging and it could be quite unsettling. So I guess people are just saying, forget it. I don't even need to date.
Yeah, it's pretty bad out there. I tell you, I often talk to men in my circles and other circles, and men are getting to a point where they like, listen, I'm just going to be by myself. I'm going to focus on myself, some goals and things I need to accomplish. And if they date, they date. If not, then, you know, life goes on at this point for a lot of men. Even in reference to men wanting to be married, I ask the question all the time, don't you want to be married? Guys who've never been married say no. Guys who've been married before say no. I'm like, well, bro, what you going to do? I mean, you just can't be single for the rest of your life. I mean, really, you know?
Well,
so
yeah,
this survey is different. It's interesting to say that men and women don't want to date and have great relationships, healthy relationships on top of that.
Well, and I think, Hollywood, that's a part of the problem. So many people had relationships that were not healthy.
Right.
Toxic even. And so it discourages people and they don't really want to go down those roads because they're filled with a lot of drama, which is why I'm trying to get people on the other side and help to prevent drama from happening. When you get yourself connected with the right person, you won't have drama. But that's the whole dilemma is, where is the right person? Where is the right person? Everybody trying to find that right person. That's why I'm telling you people, the ladies, you need to get the power of attraction, getting the man you need, not want, because it's so important to attract that correct man into your life. And like I said, attract him, not find him, not go get him, none of that, but attracting him, and as well as the men. And so, you know, the research even told the type of relationship that single Americans are looking for. It says 19% of the men were looking for casual dates only.
Wow.
And only 15% of the women said they were looking for casual dates. But a greater percentage of single women, 41%, were looking for a committed romantic relationship only. So that means that a lot of men are not. 25% of the men said they were. So, you know, that's kind of a real imbalance. That's almost twice as many women looking for committed relationships than men. So now here's another issue. There's another problem. You got people that just want to casually date and the women that are looking for committed relationships.
Exactly.
So you get it's this imbalance. And then the women just say, oh, the heck with it all. I'm done. And so they're doing the same
I'm done.
Thing they're doing.
Like, girls trip time.
Yeah, you know what? Girls trip. We girls take trip. A girls trip every year and go to girls brunches for the rest of our lives. We really need to take a look at this thing and how we can help our listening audience. So we can't help the whole world, but we worldwide. So we can help everybody who's listening into all the countries and all the cities. Exactly. And we can help you to really inform you and give you information, different perspectives, different opinions, and research. So with that, Hollywood, let's dive into dating tips. We have seven dating tips for men and seven dating tips for women. So now, ladies, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you with the dating tips, research that's out there, as well as personal research of asking different people in our groups and our circles. And so the dating tips for women. So I'm going to start with number one. Number one, ladies, define what your relationship goals are. And what does that look like for you? Now, people say, yes, we set goals when it came to 2024 and with your health and what you wanted to accomplish on your career or your business or buying another house or car or whatever, all of the life stuff. But when it comes to relationships, which is the most important thing, we tend to not think of it in a goal, Hollywood. We don't think that, yes, we need to say, okay, so this year I'm going to focus on building a relationship with somebody, a committed relationship with somebody, or even the goal of saying, well, I'm going to go on 2 dates a month. That's a goal.
That's a goal.
So what, you know, that means that you would have to put yourself in a situation where you could do that. That means you would have to say yes to go on a date with people. Now, do you want to waste a lot of your time? No, you don't. I'm going to tell you how you can prevent from wasting your time because you just want to go on a date. But that's the number one, was to define your relationship goals. Now, Hollywood, what's the number one tip for the men?
Number one tip for men. Men, listen up. Please listen. Be honest with what you're looking for. If you're looking for a casual date, companionship, a committed relationship, a marriage, we need to be particular about what we want and honest at all times. Because most men say they're looking for a girl or a boo, but they're not honest most of the time. Because most of the time, a man say he just want to talk to this girl, get to know her. The reality is you're looking for your own personal gain and benefit. So we need to really be honest in what we're looking for. And it's funny because it coincides with what you said. We should have goals as well as men. If you're not looking for a marriage, say so. If you're looking for a side boo, say so. So we really need to be honest with what we're looking for. You know, at this point, even in my own life, I know I want to be married again. So therefore, my goal is just that, to seek and find a woman that I will live the rest of my life with, you know? So I think that's the number one goal for men. Just be honest with what you're looking for and make it happen.
Okay, so I think that that's really, really, really important. And I just gave out the stats that said a lot of men are just looking for casual relationships and they're not looking for committed relationships.
Relationships, right.
Say that up front, because women get led down these pathways all the time. And that's why it's important for the woman to know her goals and she can state them. So when I meet somebody, you know, it's like, I'm going to ask, are you wanting to be married, get married again, whatever. If they say no, and that's not where I am, and I'm wanting to get married, they're not the person. You're not going to change their mind. You're not going to be so wonderfully anything that's going to make them go, oh, I want this woman. They're not there. So you got to make sure that it's compatible. Your relationship goals are compatible with where somebody is. But Hollywood, why is it so difficult for men to be honest about saying where they are, because I think women tend to be more honest about, in the beginning, they tend to be. Now I find that women are holding back because they're scared that's going to run the man off. But men just won't tell you, listen, I'm just looking for a casual friend. Yeah, I'm just looking for somebody. Yeah. Look, I'm just looking for somebody I can call after 10 o'clock. You know what that means.
Yeah.
But
anyway. Call me at 12 o'clock at night. Yeah.
Booty call.
You know, no. I think, yeah, I call me at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I think it's really interesting to the fact that you have some men out there who they don't really know themselves sometimes what they want. So at the same time, they're not honest with themselves and saying, listen, if you can really be honest with yourself and look in the mirror and say, listen, I know that I'm looking for something particular. I know I am looking to date, you know, for a casual dating. Just be honest with yourself, and then you can be honest with the woman. And I think a lot of men have just had so many bad relationships and never worked on themselves. And we talk about this often, where men don't go counseling and therapy. And when you don't really understand who you are and where you're going, and when it comes to dating, you pretty much do what you want. And men, we know we need help. So a lot of times men aren't honest up front with themselves, therefore they can't really be honest with the woman themselves as well. And it also relates back to them understanding their purpose, right? There's always purpose in dating, marriage, and the whole nine yards. And a lot of men don't understand there is always purpose in dating and as well as marriage. So we just need to get back to looking in the mirror. You know, we always say, look in the mirror, man in the mirror. And that's what we need to do.
But they're not, you're so right. Tell the men that. Absolutely. But don't you think that men know when they want to be married? They definitely know that. They can say, I want to be married or not. So really, it's either at this stage in life, 40s, 50s, and 60s, we're not trying to waste any more time. Right. If you know you don't want to be married, just say that. You may not know what else you want. It may be casual, may turn into a companion, or it may turn into a committed relationship at some point down the line. But if you don't want to be married, you need to let the lady know that. And so that really kind of even goes hand in hand with committed relationship, because if you get in a committed relationship, then, you know, the next step is marriage. So just be honest. Okay, that's good. Number two, for women, understand what you need, not want. Ladies, this is so good, because this is what I wrote the book all around, is understanding where you are at this present time in your life, what kind of woman you have become, to know what it is that you need. What you needed 10 years ago is not the same as what you need now. The type of man that you need. And so when, you know, we want to fill ourselves up first, but however, that person that can balance you, like you said, the purpose partner, where are you at this time in life and where are you headed? And so what do you need to help you get there, as well as what you're going to be able to give somebody else what they need? So it's so much more important than his height, than, you know, his belly. I'm telling you, Hollywood. That's what I hear women talking about all the time. Men and their bellies. I'm like, okay, everybody gets bellies at certain ages. You can do something about these bellies. But I'm just trying to say to the ladies, it's more important of what you need the most to his belly, or how tall he is, or, you know, those other things that we focus on that tend not to have anything to do with character. So that's what's happening with the women. Number two, what is yours?
All right. Number two for the men, get to know each other as friends. I think quite often men rush into wanting to know a person, but not really know them. You meet a guy, you see a guy out and he sees this beautiful young lady and he's always like, I want to get to know you. Let me get your number. But it's always a different intent and purpose of just getting that number. Because we look at this whole beautiful woman, you know, from this external standpoint and say, we only see the physical, but we never understand her mentally and emotionally, because we never become friends and get to know the person. So we as men have to dig a little bit deeper and begin to know the person that we desire to date. And then hopefully you can have a friendship.
Well, tell me, how do men get to know women as friends when they can't get past the beauty?
I think men don't need to rush. You know, a lot of times, remember, we're warriors, right? We're hunters. So a lot of times, men, they just rush into it. You know, I meet you, let's go on some dates, let's get with it, and go from there. So a lot of times, men rush into things not even thinking about what they really want or about the woman as well. You know, I always say learn the woman. It's kind of like what the Bible says, learn to dwell within a woman, right? And the content of that in the Bible talks about it's an understanding of her and to get to know her, because you want that longevity with her, right? And friendship is part of that. And I think a lot of times men forget about that. You know, we have, you know, you go through high school, you have your high school girlfriend, your college girlfriend, but you also become friends, you know. But nowadays, people don't want to really become friends. They just want to become lovers and dating partners and for only that moment, you know, for a temporary moment of pleasure sometimes. So therefore, the friendship never happens, you know. And I think sometimes, and it happens on both ends, people don't want to become friends before they become lovers or anything else. Well, and we need to get back to that.
I'm just trying to see how you're going to help the men learn how to become friends with a woman if he don't know how to do that at 40, 50, or 60. How are you as a man going to help other men understand how to become a friend?
Well, you know, it ties into what I'm doing now with my nonprofit for men. It's called the Healthy Men's Foundation. I think the goal is when we can get men back to being healthy mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually, and the whole nine yards, we can dig deeper into the man's heart and his emotions and feelings and help him understand that life is just more about pleasure, right? And when we get that man to being more healthy in his thinking and understanding, then we can begin to help men understand that friendship is important. So until we get to that point of helping men one by one on a daily basis, and we can get to that point of saying to men, listen, there's more than just going out and hanging out, you know, socializing, watching sports. And if you plan on dating, then let's think about friendship and what's really important, you know. And it also ties back to your book in a reverse matter. We need to find out what we really need as men, all right?
Yeah.
A lot of times we know what we want and what we desire, right?
Yes.
But what do you really need as a man? If you are 50 years old, you may need something different than what we need in our 20s and 30s when we was out there in the streets, perhaps.
Well, you do. Y'all need somebody helping to take care of y'all, because y'all get broke down real fast. Y'all get broke down. I've seen some of these men. I am like, what is the problem? My back is hurt. My own Lord. Y'all need a nursemaid. So y'all need to focus.
But you know what's really interesting? You say that, Dr. G, because I tell my male friends all the time, I say, man, if you're 50 years old, think about this. If God gives you 30 more years or 40 more years, you'd be 80 years old or 90. So you need something totally different. You need a woman that's going to be with you for longevity, but it's a devil do you part at this point. You're breaking down. You're getting old. You need somebody to help keep you healthy. That's a need. We're not talking about a want or desire. You need someone to be there for you that's going to have your back at every level, you know?
This book.
And men don't understand that sometimes. Dude, you're too old for that right now, bro.
I know. Well, you know, in the book, you know, it could be for men as well. But, you know, my heart is with the women. So I was like, let me just talk to the women, because the men didn't want to read a book that I was going to write as a woman, because I already wrote one for men before, an ebook for men. And they're like, how you going to write a book? You a woman. I'm like, I'm a psychologist. I know your mind. I'm saying that's all that matters. But okay. Number three for women, don't settle. Okay. There's this line that's kind of gray between settling and your standards too high. Standards being too high are unrealistic things. Nobody's perfect. You're not going to find that person that you're going to like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's not going to happen. But I think what happens is a lot of women, because they are tired and because maybe the loneliness hits, that they'll be with a man that is not their person, and they will waste their time.
Right.
And I see it happen over and over again. And it's like, you two are not equally yoked. When the Bible says that, people just take it for spiritual, but is it all areas? Are you
in all areas? Yeah, exactly.
Are you equally on the same page with this person? If you're not, it's going to cause so many issues. And so I see a lot of women kind of just settling with a guy that he doesn't meet what they need. Sometimes not even what they want, but it's a guy. So ladies, don't settle. Don't settle. Don't compromise on your standards that you set for yourself, but make sure they're realistic. So what's your number three?
My number three, men, if you're not interested, just say so. Simple as that. If you know you out there dating, you go on a date with a young lady, you go on the first date, you're not interested, just tell her. Just be honest. Listen, I'm not into you. And I think men, you know, they drag that along all the time, but then it leads to ghosting and everything else. And this woman can think that you may have an interest in her. So just be honest and be upfront. Like, if you're just not into her, just say so. I mean, yeah. It's really that simple.
Yeah.
It's really that simple.
You know,
I'm not into you at this point, you know?
We went on a date and it's something about you that I don't really like. Right. Men will not follow up and say, I don't desire to have a second date. People just leave each other and ghost. And I guess it's simpler than going into the issues about what happened or why, because a woman will want to know, well, what's wrong with me?
Exactly.
You know, and so men don't want to do that explanation. So they just kind of keep it moving. And it's just kind of unfortunate there. But that's a good one. Just say so up front.
Just say so.
Number four. Okay.
All right. What's your number four?
So number four. Okay. Ladies, you got to love yourself. What does that mean, Dr. G? I love myself. Okay. Ladies, what that means is loving who you are, where you are at this present time, every pound, every cellulite, every stretch mark, every part of you, you need to love. This was so profound because, you know, in looking at all of this around and doing this research and what I can see, Hollywood, from a lot of ladies is, and a part of this is to do away with the filters. Oh my God, ladies, did I panic?
Watch out now, you're about to, watch out now.
And as a matter of fact, I even saw a Facebook post that said, you know, it was a meme that said, 2024, can we do away with that? At this stage in our life, it's so interesting how we still are swayed by society.
Right.
And feel like to present an image that's not really who you are. The man is going to find out what you really look like. And so he's going to know, without any makeup, all of your scars on your face you may have, any dots, I mean, stuff, you know, age spots that come along, crow's feet, whatever else. We have to learn how to embrace who we are. All of the cellulite and stretch marks, look, I call it, that's the battle scars from birth. Listen, ain't nothing more incredible in this world than a woman being able to bring forth a child and life.
Exactly. Yes.
And so if a man can't understand that, then he ain't the one. At the end of the day, we got to love ourselves. We have to love ourselves so much that we can bring our true authentic self. That means to just, even some of the selfies I was reading about, that a lot of guys were saying, all these selfies that women are just taking, they just take so many pictures of themselves. They're looking for the validation. Do you really love yourself enough? Because, you know, Hollywood, you do want to have some pictures of you by yourself. But generally, a man wants to see a full picture. And I know online dating, that's a whole nother deal. But you can't just be taking a picture of your face. They want to see who you are.
All of you.
Style, your everything. And so we have gotten into this thing where it seems like the insecurity has taken over because we're insecure with what we look like and who we really are. So I have to ask the question, do you really love yourself? Love yourself as
love yourself.
Are. Because guess what? If you feel like you're too heavy, you can change that. Right. I did a little bit of cleansing and stuff myself, Hollywood, because I was like, wait a minute, girlfriend, you might be getting a little bit beside yourself because you're eating a little bit too much, but it's for my health. It's not because, you know, I wanted to have a little bitty teeny tiny waist and all that. I'm like, look, people, I done had some babies and don't care. Okay. I mean, you know, you care about the way you look. You're going to look good. But the point is we overdo it. And then it makes us insecure about who we really, really are.
Right.
So loving yourself is so
very important.
Wouldn't you think that that's important for men?
I think it's not only important for women, but also for men as well. Even though we don't do the filters and all these other things, because, you know, when you get at 40, 50, and 60 years old, like you said, you meet a guy and he used to be a six pack and, you know, now he's down to A no pack.
A no pack. None.
he went from a six pack in his 20s and 30s, now down to a no pack. Men just accept it, you know.
But we
still have to love ourselves.
Yeah. I know. And y'all don't try to, no filters. Y'all can't wear makeup. Y'all can't put on no eyelashes. Y'all can't wear no hair.
It is what it is.
And y'all just proudly walking around and we trying to doll up and doodle up and, oh, adding on this and that and extra stuff. I'm just like, oh my word.
But yeah, I think, Dr. G, you know, another thing, I look at women all the time and, you know, we men, we were visual creatures. We looking at the woman. Of course, we want a woman, you know, over a different style and certain look and weight and all that. And I think a lot of times women do understand, you know, there's always someone that like you the way you are. So there's no need for you to go and change everything and create things on your face and body that you don't really need, you know. And it's not for yourself, really. It's for you thinking that some man is going, you're going to be attracted. Some man is going to be attracted to you. So, you know, just love yourself, like you said. And if you know that you need to work on yourself to become healthy and better, then do that as well. So, yeah, we just need to love ourselves, period.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, your number four.
All right, my number four. Men, be honest and truthful up front at all times. I think this is really a problem with a lot of men. And I'm gonna say this to the men that I know as well and men worldwide, is that often we meet women and we don't give them the true story of who you really are. And you don't be honest with yourself. Therefore, you're not being honest with them and you don't really tell the truth. You know, I know of situations where guys are still married, but even though they're separated, are heading to a divorce, they tell the woman they're single. So I'm like, dude, no, just tell that you're married and you're in the process of being divorced.
I know.
And you just be honest and upfront with yourself. Therefore, you don't have to cause any issues. And then give that woman the opportunity to say, you know what? I know you're married. I know you're about to be divorced. But give her the option of saying, I want to be involved or not. And we need to get back to just being honest with ourselves, that we can be honest with women and tell the truth about things. You know, and this whole thing about lying, when you get to 40 and 50 and 60, there's no need to lie no more about anything.
You know what, Hollywood, you know, I did a show on lying and stuff, and they said that research said that men lie 7 times more than women. And, you know, just human nature, human lies. They say, you know,
yes,
you meet somebody.
Human nature, yeah.
In the first, you know, 5 minutes, they've lied 3 or 4 times, something crazy. Well, you know, I don't know why it's so difficult to just face the truth, because people generally going to find out about it. Or if you tell one lie, sometimes it piles on up and now you done told 25 lies to cover that one lie. Oh, it's so hard. It's so hard to keep up. It just don't even make any sense. But you're right. Listen, y'all, we don't even to use our energy on nothing extra.
We don't have time.
It takes so much energy. We don't have time. It takes so much
energy.
All of this. And so being honest and truthful, and it's really hard for men to tell the truth. And even when you ask the question, and I find that women don't ask the right questions to men.
Right.
And so men get by with it. So they'll say, oh, no, I'm not married. The example, and I've met a lot of guys like that, and they are in the middle of the divorce. And so technically you're still married, but I get how all that works. So I was divorced and separated. I get all that. Just say it. It's just real simple to say it.
Make it easy.
How long is it going to take for your divorce? You know, what stage are you? Sometimes it ain't even filed. They just be.
They just say they divorced.
No, Jesus, there's a lot out there.
Doing that. I mean, it's really simple. I don't know what the studies will show why men lie so much, but I also know it's like you said, it's an in nature thing. It's like you were born into sin, so therefore you just automatically lie.
You're gonna naturally lie. Little kids lie. I didn't do that.
It's just part of the curse or something. I don't know.
They can't even talk. And you say, did you do that?
No, I didn't even do it. Adam messed us up at the garden. Adam and Eve messed us up in the garden, I believe. So
yeah, we know.
But man, just be honest. You know, you can get a long way with just being honest and truthful up front. That's all we got to do. Just tell the truth up
Absolutely.
Front.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Be honest up front. Definitely.
That's good. Okay. Number five, women, this can go for men too. You got to find and know your love language. And you say, Dr. G, what is that? There's a book called The Five Love Languages. I recommend, and I'm not getting any, you know, I need to call them up, but I'm not getting any money from promoting this book. But it is a really good book, The Five Love Languages. And when I tell you, it will help you to define so that it becomes something that you ask when you're dating. What is your love language?
Yes.
When it tells you how versed somebody is. If a man knows that, then he's a reader or he's read and he's studying and trying to work on himself. So that's a good thing. Women too. But know and understand what your love language is, because that's so important. If you're going to be with somebody, you want to know what their love language is. You want to know what yours is so you could speak the same language. Because if not, it's like two people getting together and you speak French and they speak English and you can't understand each other. So I think this is a big part that we miss out. And then it gets really to the spiritual part of it as well, is your love language and the reading and all of that you need to be doing to get yourself prepared. So it was like, you know, find out what your love language is, know that and ask that person. I can tell you mine, my top two, I can tell you that. And so I'm looking for somebody that understands what that is, because
exactly.
So the love languages, one of them is physical touch and acts of service and quality time and words of affirmation, gifts. So if your love language is physical touch and his love language is gifts, but he don't ever touch you. I mean, you know, but he just bringing you gifts and that's not your love language. You're like, I don't need nothing there. You see how complicated that becomes.
That can be complicated, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
And a lot of times men have physical touches in love language, and that's not a woman's love language. And she's like, well, you were supposed to be washing my car. And he's like, well, you know, it's just complicated. So find your love language. That'll help you. What's your number five?
My number five, men, don't make generalizations about women. This is really important how we can generalize things and put people into categories and things like that and put one woman in the same boat with another woman. And it's a whole generalization about how we do women. I think men, sometimes when you are out there dating or you're seeking to find someone, your perfect partner for yourself, I think you really need to ask yourself some questions before you start dating. You know, because once you meet one particular young lady, she's not going to be the same as the second young lady. So we don't want to put all the women in one particular category and make them all the same and make generalized statements about one woman this way and that way, whatever. So I think we really need to get back to focusing on ask ourselves questions before we generalize, make a generalization about a woman at all.
Well, you know,
I think it's really important, yeah.
Hollywood, that is so good. That's so right on with this number six, because it's almost the same thing said a different way.
Oh, yeah.
Don't judge all men by your men. Okay.
Yes.
So definitely. It's really saying the same thing, and it's human nature. What it is human nature to put everybody in a box. We do that all the time. We put kids in a box. We put millennials in a box. We put teenagers in a box. We put old people in a box, we put men in a box, we put women in a box, we put blacks in a box, we put whites in a box, we put Hispanics in a box.
Everybody in the box.
Everybody got boxes.
Everybody in the box.
Everybody in the box. And we don't need to, because it's 8 billion people on the planet and we all are different. But what happens is when you have 5 bad experiences with men, you have to tell yourself something, or 5 bad experiences with women. You got to tell yourself something. And that something is, it's not going to be, well, I'm attracting 5 bad people. It's those five people are bad.
Exactly.
So we deflect it from ourselves and say, well, look, the last 5 people I dated, they all were like this.
Yes.
Well, then you have to ask yourself, what is it about me that attracts this type of person? And then, you know, when you do have a bad experience and there's bad apples in all of this, you can't judge everybody by that same person. And you can't say, or your friends' people, Because birds of a feather flock together. So more than likely, you and your friends are all going to have some kind of bad experiences. And then you shout that out, like all men are like this or all women are like this. So this is the same exact tip. Ladies and men, please, please do not. And then what's your number six?
My number six, men, be financially responsible on your first date. This is something that's talked about all the time, Dr. G, because...
What do you mean? Say that again.
Financial responsible on the first date. Because, you know, you have different type of men that like different type of dates, right?
Okay.
Think about this. You have men that make six figures, men that make seven figures, men that make five figures. And sometimes when we're trying to impress women that if we making the five figures versus a seven figure, if you're making five figures... You can't act like you're making seven figures on a date. Perfect example. I may be able to take her to Cheesecake.
Yeah.
My boy may be able to take her to Nick and Sam's.
Yeah.
Or Abernays.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to have a mindset of what you want to afford on a date and what you're willing to give up on a date. Because I've seen guys try to impress women and go out and spend $400 or $500 on a first date, and the woman never calls them again. You know? And then they complain about, man, you know, I spent $500 on this date and, you know, I could have been paying my light bill or something, perhaps, or whatever. So we need to just really think about, you know, we look at money differently when we talk about dating, especially if you're trying to impress a woman and get to know her or whatever. And I hear women and men talk about this all the time about, well, I'm not going to go on this particular date. You know, it's a big thing out there now. Women don't want to go to certain restaurants. And if you think you're going to take me to, you know, Starbucks or Cheesecake Factory, it's not happening. I need to go here. So men who try to impress aren't really being financially responsible. If you can't afford to take that woman to Abernays, then don't take her.
Right.
Say, let's have a truthful and honest conversation about your finances. Let's be real and say, listen, I have to be financially responsible. And it's just all really about being a great steward of your monies and what you can, what you can't do. So men need to take that into considerations about, listen, I know if I can't take Dr. G where she want to go, we may just have to go to the park, Dr. G. I'm going to take you to Gladwin Park. I'm going to pack a picnic bag and we're going to have a great time, you know? So well, listen, just really think about it, you know?
Listen, I'm a girl you can take to the Cheesecake Factory. I love me some food. And Cheesecake Factory got some really good food. And
I love Cheesecake Factory.
I saw that video that went viral about the chick, and I posted it in our Facebook group, Single Life with Dr. G., about the chick who didn't want her date to take her to the Cheesecake Factory. And right. I just thought it was very entitled and arrogant. And I just thought, wow, is this what we've come to in the expectations of? Yes. Yeah, that's a whole different deal. But you know what this is almost like to me? The guys doing something that they can't do, it's like putting filters on and everything else that the women put on. It's fake.
Exactly.
Stop it.
That's a great comparison.
Be who you are. And yeah, but then that goes back to the woman too, to expectations. If a guy's trying to take me on a five-star date, well, unless he have it, you know, the guys that have it, you know, that's what they're going to do because that's who they are. But you know that. You should know that. But the guys that don't, I'm not expecting that kind of deal. I'm like, okay. So that's good. Okay.
But you know, what? It's really funny that you say that because I've talked to women, and this is when it goes back to really asking questions and becoming friends. Because I've spoken with women saying, listen, I'm not really expecting a five-star date. You can really take me to something really simple. You know, you can take me to the park. We can go to the museum. I mean, anything that's really simple. But men don't ask those questions sometimes, you know?
Yeah, no.
And it's part of that. Yeah, yeah, it's really sad, you know?
they're trying to impress. They are trying to impress. This is good. So we're going to be wrapping this up. The last one for the women is, ladies, step out of your box, do something different, explore online dating. I say that because so many people I continue to hear are continuing to meet somebody, that person, online dating. And if you haven't tried it, you should try it. And like I said, you know, I did it for research and then I did it, you know, try to find out, like, is this really real? And yes, you can. It's a dedication, and I'll be talking more. I will be having master classes and stuff for women. Ladies, I have a whole lot of stuff planned for you. And so really how to make this work for you, but just explore something different in 2024. If you put it down on your relationship goals, like I said in the beginning, then it will be easier to start to do. And it can be a lot of fun as well. So that's the last one over here. What is your last tip, Hollywood?
My last tip for men. Listen up, men. Number 7, don't bring up past relationships on your first date. there is sometimes so many men to talk about what they ex did and my ex was this and my ex was that. And this is your first date. Versus saying, let's talk about us and get to know each other. You're talking about somebody in the past. So I think it's really important to understand that if you want to have a relationship with this woman, then it matters. And to the fact that not only that, you can't bring up what Susie did for you in 2010.
No. Oh, my God. Let it go.
It's really sad. You know, when I was talking to my friend, Devana Wellington, she has a show called Relationship Matters. And I was just talking to her the other day about what we're going to do. And it's really interesting because every time I talk to her, she gives me nuggets about people, things that people don't really consider in relationships that matter. This really matters to the fact that, listen, I don't need to hear about Dr. G, what you did with your homeboy, dude you dated 10 years ago, 3 years ago. I want to know things about you. So men, as you're being honest and open about yourself, don't bring up about your past relationships. It's really that simple. Don't do it.
Because and for women too, but what it says is you're not over that person because you still want to talk about them.
Right.
You're not over them. So again, now you're judging this person by you're generalizing. It gets into a whole bunch of stuff. So stop talking about the past. Move forward. Let's go forward. Right. Guys, listen, these are some great tips, great lists. Do it differently for 2024. Reach out, because I can't wait to hear your dating story after you have integrated these tips into your life. Do something a little bit different. Make 2024 your year. If you're wanting a person, make 2024 the year that you attract that person, or men, you go find that person. For the ladies who just want to casually date, let us know how that all works out too. I mean, you know, something different for everybody. But this has been really, really great. Lots of really good tips. Hollywood, you're going to keep us posted on your journey.
Definitely on the journey.
On the journey. Like I said, we're going to be bringing a lot of different things this season. We are in season 5. We're going to be bringing a lot of things. Ladies, go to singlelifewithdrg.com/free-audio. It's a free audio. The top 10 mistakes that professional women make in dating that have you wasting your time with the wrong person. You want to hear that audio. It's free. Go get it. And then get the book, Power of Attraction, Getting the Man You Need Not Want. It is updated to 2024. You'll have an opportunity. All you have to do is go there, put your email address in, and you can get the free stuff and order the book. If you haven't joined our Facebook group, we're getting ready to get it back at that. I took a break from everything, but we will be doing a lot of polls and a lot of things in there as well. So guys, and if you need me on a personal level, reach out. People reach out all the time. Dr. G, can you help me? I need some extra help. I haven't healed. I haven't whatever. Go to drgladney.com and I certainly can help you to get on the track. And Hollywood, tell the men how you can help them.
Hey, listen, man. It's going to be a great year for us, but we got to get together. We got to become healthier men. Coming soon, we'll start our first fellowship group. It's going to be called the Healthy Men's Fellowship Group, where we're going to come together. We're going to meet with men. So if you want to be part of that fellowship group, we'll be meeting from place to place throughout Dallas. You can reach me on Facebook at Rufus Hollywood, or you can hit me on IG at Rufus.Hollywood, or you can email me as well, rlewis_dsa@yahoo.com. And then you'll have numbers access to me as well. So our goal is this year is to bring all those men together, as many as possible, to help men become healthy men. And we really want to make a change in our society, because we know if men become healthy men, and kingdom healthy men, then we can make a better society and better husbands and better fathers as well. So we're looking really to make an impact in men's lives. And I've spoken with pastors lately. I've spoken with some community leaders that deal with men and nonprofit organizations also that deal with men. So we're really looking to make a really great impact for 2024. Men, we just need you to get involved, and we need you to be serious about this, and we need you to get on your A game.
All right. We got some stuff coming up for 2024. Okay, guys, that's it for this episode. We'll see you soon. You'll hear us soon. How about that?
Yes, information for transformation.
Absolutely. And until the next time, have an incredible, incredible day, week. This is Single Life with Dr. Sheila. Thank you. Over 4 years. Single.